joined in the studio now to continue the hour by a special guest. We've been talking about this a little bit on the air over the last week or so, but Carolina Performing Arts has got the schedule out for its fall 2022 events all the way through the month of December, and today is the day that tickets are available to the public for single shows. We've also got a dance package, several different performances coming up that we'll talk about, because we are joined in the studio by the executive and artistic director of Carolina Performing Arts, Allison Friedman. Allison, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Aaron. I'm great. Glad to be here.
How excited are you about the upcoming season?
I am so excited because this is a full fall season planned. We are not doing social distancing. We are not knocking on, lots of wood, because we are planning to have a full season of performances, and because of your fabulous audience, we'll be sold out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a lot of these shows. So what are some of the highlights?
We are kicking it off with a Southern Fabulous bang. If anybody's been hearing Beyoncé's new song, Break My Soul, on the radio, you have been hearing our opening act, Big Frida from New Orleans, the queen of bounce, the queen diva. She'll be performing with the Soul Rebels, New Orleans Brass Band. It is a fabulous, sexy way to kick off our season. And students, $10 tickets for everything. So if you love Beyoncé, if you want to see Big Frida live, September 23rd, I am pretty excited to see this big opener.
And then right after that is the one that I'm really interested in, which is a really interesting take on Hamlet, right?
Exactly. They're calling it a bilingual production of Hamlet, because it's spoken English and American Sign Language. And it's a gender-bent reinterpretation of who gets to own the story of Hamlet. It's a really spectacular production. And we're very excited because actually Playmakers, our partners at UNC, have a Hamlet production this January. So for those of you Hamlet Shakespeare fans out there, you can get a double billing. October, Why Not Theater with an American Sign Language and English production of Hamlet, and then Playmakers this February.
And I mentioned a series of dance events coming up. Tell us about that.
We've always been really amazing. Carolina Performing Arts has a strong legacy of dance, and we have four incredible productions. You know, a lot of this fall is rescheduled COVID cancellations. So if any of you were excited this last January to see Bill T. Jones, don't worry, we've got him back in October. Bill T., we have Bobby Jean Smith, who actually did a phenomenal dance film for CPA during COVID, and we are now giving her an opportunity to completely reinvent it for the stage at Memorial Hall. Audiences will be sitting on stage, and so that's in November. We have other colleagues coming back who have been longtime partners with CPA, David Newman and Marcella Murray, he loves him some long titles. Distances smaller than this are not confirmed, but actually this is a really intimate discussion about everything from intergalactic travel to race relations and dance, you know, three great tastes.
Awesome. And that one's going to be at the Current Space.
That's
right?
At Current Space, exactly. Yeah. Downtown Chapel Hill.
And everything else is at Memorial Hall. We're speaking with Allison Friedman, Executive Artistic Director for Carolina Performing Arts. CarolinaPerformingArts.org is the website. We're hitting some of the highlights, but a lot of other events upcoming over the next 4 months that we're not going to be able to get to all of them. So head to the website, CarolinaPerformingArts.org, and get the full list of events and happenings for September, October, November, December. Tickets are on sale today, so they will be going fast. So head to the website and get more information on that. So is there like a connecting theme for all of these?
Absolutely. This is really all about a sense of joy, belonging, and coming back together. 2.5 years of disruption, isolation. This is a celebration of, I like a quote I read about Bill T's work. It's the search for the elusive we. What does it mean to come back together and to find our sense of belonging and our sense of pride of place? And we have actually some interesting collaborations to really celebrate that. One of the dance projects that I should mention is Emmanuel Gatt from Israel. This is a first time historic collaboration between our Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill, Duke Arts, and NC State Live, as well as the American Dance Festival. So you'll see a lot of collaborations, a lot of new partnerships, really about what does it mean to come back together after so much disruption these last 2 years.
I'm most curious when you're like sitting down with what I assume is at some point a blank document or like a blank sheet of paper, and you always end up with just such an eclectic mix of performances, dance and theater and music and everything, and there's just a whole world to choose from. How do you start? Like, how do you begin that process?
The magic of being in the kinds of position where you're curating a season is looking at who is in our community and what do we we want to bring to Chapel Hill and to the Triangle? What are exciting things so that people don't have to go to New York or London, but they can come just right here in their own front yard to see the best of what's going on in the world? And also, who are the most relevant voices? There are so many great artists out there who are making work that are going to resonate with our world today. And that's really important for us to be thinking about. And I should also add for listeners out there who are wondering, where is their classical music this fall? Don't worry, there's a lot coming this spring. We'll be announcing it on November 1st. So those of you who are missing your orchestras and your classical stars, they're coming back this spring. Don't you worry.
CarolinaPerformingArts.org is the website. This conversation presented by Carolina Performing Arts. So head there and get more information about the upcoming fall season and get your tickets now. They're on sale today. Speaking with Allison Friedman, Executive and Artistic Director for CPA. And as we start to wrap up this conversation, what else should folks know about the season, these upcoming events, and if people want to get in on it, tickets, details, like what do they need to know?
They need to come to our website, as you just said, CarolinaPerformingArts.org. All of our social medias, we're on all of the usual, Instagram, Facebook. Mm-hmm. But I should also emphasize, as you mentioned, these are some of the biggest names in the performing arts right now. We have made an effort to keep ticket prices very, very low. You will not see prices like this if you are in New York or London. So don't miss it. $10 for every student at UNC. And you can see Big Frida, who's on Beyonce's new album, for $15. Why would you pass that up?
Love it. Again, the series begins on September 23rd, Soul Rebels and Big Frida. And then it just goes right on from there all the way through October, November, December. A whole bunch of great performances. Get the full schedule at CarolinaPerformingArts.org and buy your tickets today. They are on sale as of today, and they will be going fast for a lot of these great upcoming events. Allison Friedman, thank you as always so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.